Welcome to Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on AM 1340 KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. It is very easy. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe, and that's our bell. Happens every week, and you'll get a new show each Sunday afternoon. And this show, of course, is produced by my team of very dedicated student interns in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, here at Cathedral City High School, under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. Daniel's on the board. Thank you, as always, for being here. And just feel free, Daniel, to chime in anytime you have something to say. Don't be shy. I know you're not, so feel free. You can say hello in the meanwhile.
Hello.
Hey, there you go. He has such a nice radio voice. So I like when he speaks. Today on our show, we have a very special guest. She is Ellen Goodman, the Executive Director of the Foundation for Palm Springs Unified School District, here to talk about some very cool events coming up. One of them in just about 3 weeks from now. Hello, Ellen. Welcome.
Hi, Joan. Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me back.
So for those who live under a rock, tell us, how long have you been with Palm Springs Unified? And give us a snapshot of our foundation.
Joan, I'm going to enter, just in about 2 weeks, I'm going to enter my fifth year with the district.
Wow, that is amazing.
Really. I was just saying today, it really does feel like home. I mean, I love it here. It's fantastic. And the foundation, I want to almost say we went from like 0 to 60 in just like no time. We hit the ground running as soon as we came in. And today we're going to talk about a whole suite of programs and products and events and things that we're doing. And we couldn't do that a few years ago.
That's for sure.
Getting our feet off the ground.
So what is the foundation's mission and goals, and how do we get there?
Okay, so... our intention, our mission, our goal, what we're 100% focused on is matching social investors with programs that the government either does not fund or is underfunded.
And social, there are a lot of those.
Tons. And more to come, sadly, with some of the obligations that the state has put on us.
Right.
And social investors, that would include our benefactors in the Valley who are really looking at their investments or their philanthropy as investments that actually shift social change, all the way down to somebody like myself, who really is somebody who takes money out of their paycheck and contributes. So it's a whole host of individuals that fall into that category.
And what are some of the things that we fund with the donations?
Well, I think one of the programs that we incubated at the foundation that just exploded is our Playworks program. And Playworks is a recess program, and it takes simple playground strategies and philosophies, which actually are games and rock, paper, scissors, and it turns that into conflict resolution for kids so they can solve problems. It creates inclusion, it creates safe play, safe playgrounds, and it ultimately shifts a school culture. And when we came on board in 2013, Playworks it was in 2 of our elementary schools, and I'm very happy to say today it's in 11 of our elementary schools.
I didn't realize it was that many.
And the foundation has generated upward probably more than $600,000 in individual contributions. And then the school districts applied some LCAP funds. So we're looking at a program that's $1 million program. Went from 0 to $1 million.
So you have a person who oversees this whole program for the district because it's a big job.
Big job,
Christy Lane.
Yes, Christy came on last year.
And we could have had her on. We'll do a whole show on Playworks.
That would be nice.
Yeah, we'll do a whole show on Playworks. We'll have you back. I still haven't met her.
You haven't?
No.
My gosh, she's a rock star.
We've been emailing, but no, I haven't met her. So that's interesting. And
you'll find her in a playground.
I'm sure I would. And then we also have a coordinator at each of the schools that has Playworks.
We have a recess coach at every one of the schools.
Coach.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's a fabulous program. So I don't want to, we'll interweave some of the other programs that the foundation has spearheaded spearheaded.
Right.
So we'll get into that, but let's start with the event that's coming up on October 8th called the Desert Glow Fest.
Drum roll.
Yeah.
So the Desert Glow Fest is actually the reimagination or the reimagined and the invention of the Glow Run, which was super successful in 2014 and 2015. And in those 2 years, we had 2,600 participants. And it was a 5K run and a health fair, and people were just doused with neon glow-in-the-dark paint. We had a pre-DJ party, which was at the start line, and then, of course, the health fair that I had said, where we had about 35 vendors from a variety of different community-based organizations. And we really looked at this and said, how can we create long-term sustainability and add more value? And so Javier Sanchez, who is our executive producer, masterminded the idea of a festival where there would be multiple components going on at one time. So we turned the 5K into an obstacle course dash, where individuals will run through a variety of obstacles, be doused with paint. I mean, the obstacles are way cool, like amazing. He contracted with 5 different DJs, so we'll have multiple music sets going on all night. And then we have some live special performances actually one of them I can't announce until next week when our media sponsor actually announces it. It's a huge headliner we're excited to bring. And then let's see, we have a couple of other individuals coming. So we have 2 live performances, we have 5 DJs, we have multiple obstacles, we have a dash, tons of paint. We'll have the health fair and information resource fair, which will be at the fountain.
I didn't know if we were still doing the health fair. So the Rotary is going to do that again?
Great partner.
Cathedral City Rotary?
Yep. Our Rotary is doing it again.
That's and great. So that starts earlier, right? Like at 3 or 5?
Well, the whole party will start at 5. So our DJs also will start at 5. We'll have a kids zone. We will have an art zone. We have our pre-paint station zone. We'll all open at 5 p.m.,
So when you go through the health fair, if you're not interested in paint, be very careful.
We moved it this year.
Oh, good.
I got
doused with paint as I was walking through the health fair. I had cleaned my camera. I mean, it was all in fun, but I was not expecting it. But I went right in the middle of where that was happening.
Well, and I think our principal here at the high school also, unintended, went to the health fair and got doused with paint.
Yeah.
So we moved it. And the pre-paint station is now with the art zone. So you can just paint your heart out. And the slip and slide, which was really just a pre-event, is now the first obstacle. I don't think there's enough water in the valley or paint in the paint cans that could have kept that going. It was really, really fantastic. And we really encourage people to stay around. So we encourage you to get there early to participate in all of that. Our dash obstacle course will start at 8 p.m. It gets dark at 6:30.
Right.
So by 8 o'clock, we're glowing.
And is it, and that's the difference between, we used to have this event in the spring. So you had to have it later.
That's right. We couldn't actually
You actually started it around that same
8:30.
Time. But
so it only a half, but it was still dusk, you're saying.
Well, that's cool.
Well, and you know what? And I just actually found one of the performers. It's Madison Beer, B-E-E-R, Madison Beer. She's 18 years old. Justin Bieber discovered her. She's got 15 million views on YouTube. You must look her up.
She lives here?
She does not. She's coming in for the event.
Cool.
And like I said, our media sponsor is bringing that to us, and that is 97.7. And so,
97.
KRCK.
KRCK. All right. Thank you very much. That's very cool. So now, is there some kind of VIP package that goes with this?
Thanks for asking.
If you want to do that.
Yes, and this year another difference is we have an all entry fee of $20, which is a big change from some of the other events that have gone on in our pricing the last two events. So it's $20 just open. All the music, DJ, our live performances are all free, so you can come down and hang out with us. Our VIP package includes our bubble lounge. There will be swag, color swag bags, t-shirt, wearable gifts. There's food and beverages to hold out for the evening, so you can camp down on one of the beanbag chairs, listen to the performances, be right up on stage. That would be our VIP package. And actually, it's a limited supply. We're looking at only 200. So we're averaging about 1,200 to 1,300 attendees, but there'll be only 200 VIP
and
packages sold.
I'm sorry, did you say, so the $20 is, that's a separate fee for the VIP?
No. So thanks for clarifying. $20 is anyone who wants to do the dash, the run, the color, the neon
that's
paint.
That's less expensive than last year, isn't it? Or in certain categories.
It's so like half it's price. Like,
yeah. So, right. Wow.
We just want that, and you have to fill out your, you know, form, your registration mm-hmm. form. Just to be at the music stage and enjoy the DJs, just come down and visit with us. Now, the VIP, which includes the dash and the run and also our bubble lounge suite, that's $60. And you get all your wearable gifts, you get your swag bag, you get beverages, you get food, and you get front stage for all of our performers.
So now, where is this bubble lounge? Is it, well, where's the whole thing?
Do you like that? You like bubble lounge?
Do.
It kind of sounds nice, right?
Well, it just sounds like it's indoors, but it's not, right? It's
well, I want to say I almost area. Just made that up. But
bubble lounge. Well, you better have some bubbles to go along with that.
And actually, one of the stations that they're going to dash through is a bubble station.
Oh, cool.
So
okay.
We will have bubbles. And the lounge area is in what I guess they'll call either the Paseo or, well, the whole event is downtown, like right at where City Hall is in
okay.
Cathedral City.
Mm-hmm.
And so it will be where they call the Paseo, or it'll actually be the entrance of City Hall, and that will be barricaded off for our VIPs.
So kind of after everybody takes off, to start doing the obstacle course, then once everybody takes off, then you're gonna block it off for the VIP.
It'll be blocked
people.
Off the whole time for the VIPs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's VIP all the way,
all night long.
Oh, cool. Wow, that sounds really fun. So for an extra $40, you get food, you get drinks, and
get all your wearable gifts, swag bag.
What's wearable gifts?
Like t-shirts, hats.
Nice.
And the swag, cool. You know, so I think when you look at all the runs, they everything is like extra.
Right.
Right. You go,
true.
It's like, you got to pay that. Uh-huh. We have that option because not everyone has 60. We totally
right.
get that. We also have family packages. But for the person who comes in at $20 and, you know, you want to spend an extra $5, great. And if not,
well, wait,
you'll have
what do you mean, the extra $5?
Well,
for
you can,
what? Like to buy a T-shirt, you mean?
Well, you can buy color packs
like,
and
you,
like
you can
wands
buy individual
yeah.
little goodies.
Yeah, exactly.
Or get them all for 60.
Yeah. Or
got
you
it.
Know what? I mean,
a bag that has
it
everything.
Is a fundraiser, and I don't want to take
yeah,
money away.
Right.
But you can go to the dollar store. You know, you can get Mardi Gras beads and have a good time.
Absolutely. But your paint is covered with $20.
Oh,
and
that's
lots of paint.
Oh yes.
And yeah, it'll wash off, but don't wear anything that you don't want, that you really care about. I'm just
well,
saying.
The shoes, actually, that would
yeah,
be
yeah, that's the tough thing.
Right. Right. So it definitely washes off, and just bring towels for the cars. That
oh
way,
yeah,
it washes off, but you know,
yeah,
just bring a towel.
You don't want to deal with that in your car. That's true. Okay. Well, this is now. Tell everybody how they can get signed up for this.
Okay. Here we go. Ready? You go onto the website, dgfest.net, dgfest.net.
That's easy.
Tickets on sale right now.
Very cool. That's great. So you can just sign up online. Now, are you going to take registration at the door?
We will.
Okay. And will they be able to, obviously, you sign up online, you pay by credit card. So can they pay by credit card at the door, too?
They can, yes.
Cool. Very cool. Are you doing, I know in the past you've done registration the night before. Are you doing that again?
Or we are.
Okay. So
And that's good. That's a really good point to bring up because when people are, and about 80% of the people register online
right.
prior. And so they usually pick up their packets the day before the event. So the event is Saturday, October 7th, and Friday, October 6th, we will be in front of City Hall at Cathedral City.
I think earlier I said it was the 8th. It's the 7th.
Oh, 7th, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't even catch that.
The 7th, right?
Yes.
Saturday night.
Yes.
Okay, and you can sign up online now, and then you can pick up your bracelet or whatever it is that you get to prove that you've signed up.
Correct.
On Friday night, or you can pick it up before the event starts.
Yes, we will. It'll open at 5.
Okay. Very cool. Well, I think that sounds wonderful, and we'll hit it up again before the show's over. But we have other events coming up. So there is an event on November 8th called Champions of Excellence. And tell us about that.
Actually, November 7th.
Oh, my gosh. I'm one off.
You know what? You ought to play that number, 8.
I'm one off on everything. What's up with that?
That's great.
I have it in front of me, too. It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
That is great. Okay, Champions of Excellence, round 2. Huge.
That was great last year.
Really successful. Thank you. Yes, it really was. And we've got some wonderful stories to tell as the result of and the impact. But I'll tell you what I'm excited about, and that is we bring 100 students to the event location. We're at the Agua Caliente Resort and Spa in Rancho Mirage. And so we'll bring 100 students and about 35 or 40 businesses. And those businesses will be individuals who are either HR, they're hiring managers, they're owners. Somehow or another, they're responsible for making sure that their workforce gets developed. This event, Champions of Excellence, is shaping the future of the Coachella Valley workforce. It is also an awards luncheon. So we'll spend the morning, and in that morning we will have a keynote speaker, Dr. Adolph Brown. All you have to do is Google him, watch one of his YouTube videos. He's hot stuff. He's out of North Carolina. He's on the circuit talking to young people.
What does he do? What does he talk about?
He talks about a host of different things. He'll talk about citizenship. He will talk about studying. He will talk about workforce development. He'll talk about college. He's really great. And what's really super wonderful is he actually comes from some of the challenges and struggles a lot of our kids in our community come from.
Great.
And he tells a great story about it. So we're very excited to have him.
So does each of the academies send a contingent of students? How do you pick the 100 students? Because we have way more than that in our academies.
We have like 400 students in each academy.
So are they all juniors or are they all seniors? Or? Yeah.
So we make sure that the department heads and the workforce development, the workplace learning folks, and counselors participate in who gets selected. You are correct. It is for usually 11th graders so that they can take this experience and actually put it into action.
Mm-hmm.
And we let the schools. Each school will have 100. We've got 11 academies. So we'll divide it up. We provide all the busing. We'll bring them in. The morning we'll have a keynote session with Dr. Brown, and then Dr. Brown will go into a separate breakout session with our students, and then we are working with the County of Riverside and their HR department and their workforce development, and they will be hosting the breakout session for our businesses. And this is really all around advancing workplace productivity, redesigning a business and a student experience, and expectations.
Because I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
I'm good at that. because there's a lot of times that a local business owner, manager, wants to take on a student intern, but they really don't know what that means. And, you know, unfortunately, they may take a student in and then they just give them busy work. You know, they might have them file, or they might have them, you know, just kind of look over somebody's shoulder. And that's not what an
internship
is. Sometimes
they have them clean.
Yeah. And, you know, this is not about bringing a kid in because you don't have to pay anything. This is about actually having a student be able to experience what you do. And sometimes they don't understand what that means. So this is a great opportunity for businesses who are interested in giving back and helping our students learn more about their business by actually coming and learning and understanding what it means to have a student intern.
So I think you make a very good point. There's two things that are going on. I think most businesses aren't looking through the lens that this could be their future employee.
True. Yeah.
And our businesses, we have a host of, I'm using this word host a lot. I mean, we have a variety of different industries. And every time I talk to someone, I hear how hard it is to hire people. And I've heard that even though they might have 200 young people show up at a work fair, they, like, hiring 10 of them is difficult. And I really do think it's around those expectations. So students don't quite understand the expectations of what happens when they get into the workforce. And businesses really don't look through the lens of, I might actually be able to develop my future workforce.
Right. So as
and that's what we want to bring
and
together.
And as an example, though, of how this can be really great, I know that you shared this with our cabinet a couple of weeks ago. We had, as a result of last year's event, how many students that ended up with jobs at Omni Ranch Las Palmas?
And I wanted 40.
That's just incredible. When I heard that, I'm like, oh my gosh. So they did internships, and then they actually were able to get paid, right?
That's
during
correct.
The spring, and then they
in
had
the
summer jobs if they
That's
wanted
right.
them.
And the Omni did not have an intern program before they attended our event. So big shout
that.
Out and props to the Omni Las Palmas. That is where they put their philanthropic dollars. And, you know, that works for us. They took their resources and money, and they trained those young people, and they paid the young people to attend a training.
Wow.
And then they had them work. And
but it pays off for them, too. See, they saw the big picture.
Yes.
That,
that's
you know,
right.
they have
that's
to
right.
put in to get, you know, and that's something that gets missed quite often. And so for them to actually get it, that and then they ended up, they didn't have to go through that struggle when they're looking for employees. They were right there
right.
and they were trained already.
Right.
That's fabulous.
It's super. And we had so much success last year that as we've been out talking about this, I'm having businesses say, why haven't I heard about it? Why haven't I mean, it's only year two.
Right.
And so we and the Palm Desert Chamber of Commerce, they're like all over it. They're like, oh, my God, like they get the bigger picture. And we've been invited to speak and meet their businesses. Of course, we're a member.
Right.
There's some member benefits there, but they really got a bigger picture. And I'm hoping that other chambers and some of the Main Street markets will really start to see, like, you don't have to look far.
Right. And so if any business representatives are listening would like to get involved in this, how do
Free
they do
event.
That? Yeah, how do they sign up?
All they have to do is go online to psusd.us and there's a / the foundation.
Easy. And
can I give a phone number?
Absolutely.
Because we will answer all of your calls. 760-416-8455.
And it is Tuesday, November 7th. And it's just for the morning, so it starts at about 7:45, a little breakfast before that at 7:30, and it's over at about 1.
Yes, and we'll feed you. We'll yeah. get a continental breakfast, and you will get a really delicious lunch.
And we're honoring some of our business partners, and we will have a business partner of the year to be announced. And unless you already know who it is and you want to announce that, but I
well,
think
actually
it's early.
There's 10. And so
there's 10. You don't have, though, a, like, isn't there one that's
yes, but
and the champion of excellence?
There you go. There's the champions. And so each academy will nominate and select a business, and then there is the champion. And
right,
then
and that's to be announced.
That Oh, yes, can't yes, give that away.
That's right. You have to
you
got
to come.
That's right. But the Agua Caliente Resort does an excellent job. They are, speaking of partners, they are fabulous
Aren't
partners
they?
With Palm Springs
I
Unified.
Know. Big and, shout out to the tribe. Yeah. Big shout out to Rick Gilbert.
Who's that?
He's the head of catering and beverages.
Okay. Is he the guy that comes out and announces the menu?
Yes,
at every
he does.
Event? He's so cool.
He's
great. If you've never been to a banquet at the Agua Caliente Resort, he's just so cool. He does it at every event. He takes you on a tour of your meal.
Of your eating experience. Yeah.
He explains each course very eloquently and very graphically and does it so well. And it's just like you can't wait to eat it because it just sounds wonderful. And he loves his work, you can tell, and is very proud of his chef and his team there, as he should be. They do a great job.
They do a nice job.
All right, so we have our Desert Glow Fest on October 7th. We have Champions of Excellence on November 7th. And then we have a third event coming up, and it's a little early, but we can talk about it a little bit, and it's on January 18th. Did I get that date right?
I was going to say, you got that one right.
Okay, tell us about the concert.
Well, last year we cut the ribbon, so to speak, and we inaugurated the Palm Springs High School Auditorium opening from its major renovation and facelift and the naming of the Richards Center for the Arts. It was so successful. We had Postmodern Jukebox. It was so successful that we are bringing back another event, January 18th, as you said. Grab Your Seat is the name of our campaign event, and Michael Childers is our artistic director and producer.
If you lived in the desert for any length of time, you are familiar with the name, and he produces One Night Only at the McCallum every year, which is also for charity.
So Michael has joined with Frank Goldstein, and you might know Frank because he does the Mycel Center event. He's wildly creative. He's our back-end producer, so we've got a really strong team, and Michael is bringing us an original production called Icons and Idols.
Oh, how fun.
And it is a tribute to Janis Joplin, Freddie Mercury, George Michael, and Prince. And we've already signed on our talent. And we have Mary Bridges Davies, who is our Broadway performer who does Janis Joplin. And we have Vaughn Smith, who will be doing Freddie Mercury. George Michael will be performed by Jake Simpson, and Rogelio Douglas will be Prince. And we will have some students. It's going to be very fun.
Oh, some students from MTU?
MTU students.
Musical Theater University. Way cool. So you've covered like four decades there. Sounds to me like you got 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s right there.
Thank you, Michael.
I think Prince was the 90s. Yeah.
He was 80s.
Yeah?
Okay. Somebody has to get their phone out.
I'm dating myself. Daniel, have you ever heard of Prince?
Yes, I have.
Do you think he's 80s or 90s? You're probably right, Ellen. He's probably 80s. All right.
I'm just going to go ahead and agree with her.
Oh, gosh. I know. I'm very convincing, but be careful.
But what
1979. Little Red Corvette was 19.
Oh, wow.
Let's see, we got 1979, we have 1982, 1999, so he spans that
whole time. 1999, I bet, is the name of the song.
Oh, 1999,
yeah.
Right. 1982, that's correct. So
he was 80s.
He was 80s.
And George Michael was 80s, too?
Yes.
All right, I take it back. It doesn't span, so it spans three decades.
But
anyway.
Joan, you were so convincing, I agreed right along with you.
Well... You have enough of the decades covered that you're appealing to a wide audience. So that's really awesome. I'm really looking forward to this event. So
I also heard the name Postmodern Jukebox in there.
And
yeah,
you
that
know
was last
them?
Year.
You've heard of them?
Yes, they're constantly bringing modern music into past styles. Personal favorite, Closer featuring Halsey, but...
listen to him.
It's a 50s prom version.
He's a musician, Ellen.
That's a personal favorite of mine.
About that.
Yeah. And, you know, Tom Schroeder is our music director, and he just signed on to be Postmodern Jukebox music director.
Very
cool. Amazing.
And so we couldn't be happier.
Well, I'm so excited about all the events we have coming up, and we will have you back on before the concert. So you'll have another opportunity to promote that one. But in the meanwhile, do not forget Desert Glow Fest. That's coming up in a few weeks here. So go to
DGFEST.net.
Awesome.
DG Fest.
Thank you for being here, and we will have you back.
Joan,
and
thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Next week, our guests will be Rancho Mirage High Theater students to talk about their upcoming Halloween production and other plans for this school year. Our show airs each Sunday on AM 1340 KWXY, and our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thanks for listening. We will see you next week.